Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by estate agency legend Lee Wainwright, who used to be big in the game at Countrywide, director level. I was MD of Purple Bricks, and for the last year, 18 months, has been boss man of Focal Agent, who basically you run all the outsourcing of most of the biggest estate agents in the UK when it comes to photos and floor plans and matterports and things like that. So, Lee, thanks for joining me today at the first of the outside interviews, outside broadcasts for the Watkin Versus. So, thanks for joining me today. Why is the estate agency industry full of haters? Talk to me.
Full of haters, Chris.
Strong words.
Yeah, strong words, but it does feel like that, doesn't it?
Well, you look at property industry, and everyone's throwing bricks and bombs at, you know, the Bruces, Paul Smith, Russell Quirk, Bruce Brothers, Right Move.
Yeah.
And then don't even get me where we have competitors that hate each other in the town and distrust each other. And when you lose a listing, it feels like the end of the world. And, you know, it's effing and blinding this and like a stab through the heart. Why are estate agents like that? Not all of them, but...
Yeah, so there's definitely a few things at play that drive some of that negativity in estate agency. I think, first of all, it is personal when you sit on the sofa and you've bared your soul to help somebody through a very emotional transaction of selling their own property, and then find out they choose somebody else.
Yeah, because you, I don't know about you, I mean, you used to be, we both estate agents in our past. We know we've both got a few grey hairs, but you used to put like five or six on the market and fell on top of the world. But when you lost that seventh one, it felt like a dagger through the heart, didn't it?
It does, yeah. So I think there's two things that are at play as well with that. So there's firstly that the personal emotion that's involved with that particular failure and that particular vendor that's picked somebody else. They chose somebody other than you.
It's like a dagger through the heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I also think in lots of estate agents, it's the fact that you've got to tell some other people who are going to judge you about that. Mm. So even if you're the business owner and you've got to tell your negs, I'm really sorry that property that you've got to buy for isn't coming to market with us, they chose another estate agent over me. You know, there's definitely an emotion to telling that.
It's like, you know, when you're at school and they're picking the football teams and you get towards the end and then no one picks you, no one wants you.
Yeah, and then to amplify that then, if you've got a boss, you've got to go and tell them that you got picked last. So I think, again, that's a really interesting thing for me, telling your boss or answering the question to your boss that you didn't win that instruction on a good road for a good fee. You know, that's pretty personal too, and I'm a mathematician at heart. One of the things that I talk about a lot in leadership around estate agency is that math tells you half of the leaders in estate agency are below average, half of them are above. From your own personal perspective, whether you're working for the half or above or the half or below, your career is your career. It's down to you to thrive whether you've got a good boss or a below average boss. Quite interestingly, the below average ones generally don't know. It's like being asked if you're a good driver. Everybody thinks they're a good driver, but half of them are below average. So you're going to...
No, I was just saying, if you ask most valuers, they'll say they're above average, wouldn't they?
100%. Most people, and it's a very dangerous place to be in, certainly in a estate agency. If you don't know that you're below average and you're not trying to work out what you can do to be better, you know, that's very, very damaging. And it is quite interesting. I've worked with a lot of very good agents who are always striving for that ability to find the 1% and to be better and to be more effective and to win more instructions and to sell more properties. But if you work for a below average boss who you know isn't going to handle that situation particularly skillfully, you know, that just amplifies the emotion that you've got. Having lost the instruction already and dealing with the emotion from the vendor, you've now got to go and tell somebody who's going to say something insensitive and unhelpful.
Okay, so why does that emotion, because I still think they're linked, follow on through to almost, hatred is a strong word and probably too strong a word, but I can't think of anything as good as that, where we almost hate the opposition to the point of that follows on through to, you go to property industry eye and, you know, whenever Russell Quirk, whatever he says, if he could turn lead into gold, or the Bruce Brothers, or Right Move, that there is a, and I know it's a small minority, but it feels like everyone's addicted, you know, no matter, oh, we don't like haters, or we want proper chats or proper conversations, like a tramp on chips, everyone goes to the property industry just to see what people are slagging each other off. Why is that?
Yeah, so I do think the fierce competition's got an element behind it. Plus, you know, if you've lost yesterday, you've got to win today. So if a competitor agent has listed more houses, you do need but it's okay, they've put them on at too much money, or that's because they're doing a deal on their fees. You need a response to galvanise the team and to come back. But I also think what is interesting is that I do think it's a small minority on property industry eye that are derisory and disrespectful. And actually, agents are good people. Agents generally care not just for themselves, but for the people who work within their business and for the other agents within the town. There are, of course, exceptions, but I've seen agents do some very, very positive things for their competitors as well as for their customers.
Do you think that COVID has brought the vast majority of estate agents closer together and more of a caring point of view?
I think it's reminded us all that there are things more important than the dollar. You know, certainly from our perspective, we talked very early on at Focal about health trumping everything else now. Let's keep everybody healthy. Let's make sure that we take the right decisions to protect the livelihoods and the lives of the people that are dependent upon us. And I think that does kind of give us the line in the sand type moment to remind ourselves that there's more at play than the dollar.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Chris.